Welcome back. It's been a very interesting moment in Ask the Pastor. God bless you, sir. Please, I have married since 7 years now, but without paying dowry. Okay, without paying dowry yet because of our family disagreements, but we wedded. But since then, things was hard for me in my business. But now I have a little money with me, so please advise me. Can I help my business with it or go and pay the dowry? I and my wife are Nigerian, but living in Gabon. Thanks and more grace, sir.
Do first thing first. That relationship must be blessed by the family.
Hmm.
So it can also create hindrance for you in
wow.
your business. So please go and normalize that relationship. It's very, very important. Use that money and go and normalize your relationship and let the family bless you. You will see open doors of blessing that will come your way.
Okay, amen. More questions? Shalom, Pastor. God bless you continually. Please, I don't know what my ministry is. Could working in the healthcare be classified as ministry? God bless you for opening our eyes of understanding. Ebele from UK.
Working in the healthcare, Ebele, is your profession. You know, you read that in school or something like that. That is not your ministry. Your ministry has to do with, what is a ministry? You're supplying something to the body of Christ.
Amen.
You know, you're supplying something to the body of Christ. And your ministry is determined by the gift that you have, not the place you are employed to work.
Hallelujah.
It is the talent that God has given you spiritually that determines your ministry. Now, if your ministry, for instance, is a health ministry, which is also part of the gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, then your healthcare area you're working will be a source of finance for you to use and be helping the body of Christ and the work of the ministry. So your ministry is the gift, spiritual gift that God has given you.
Amen.
God bless you, Ebele.
Amen. Sister Benedict from Ogun State is online. God bless you, ma.
Hello. God bless you, sir. Shalom, sir.
Shalom.
Please, my question goes in Luke chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. I want to know, was Jesus really born in a manger, or he was born but was laid in a manger? So I want to understand that first of the scripture,
what,
sir.
What's the meaning of a manger?
Is a place where is like a stable where animals is kept.
That's where he was born.
But when you look at the scripture there, it says he was born, then he was wrapped in a linen and laid in a manger, sir.
You already said the manger is where sheep are kept, are bred, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, he was to come as a lamb of God, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So where will a lamb be born?
Yes, in a manger.
Thank you. So he was born in a manger.
Amen.
All right, sir.
Because the lamb of God that was coming to be slaughtered. So everything about him has to type salvation.
Okay, sir.
God bless you.
All right, sir. God bless you, sir.
Thank
more anointing, sir. God
thank
bless
you,
sir.
Thank you. God bless you, Sister Benedict.
Okay, more questions coming in. Good evening, sir. My husband is a Catholic and I am not. They pray the rosary and they ask Mother Mary to pray and intercede on their behalf. Now and at the hour of their death. Is this correct? Ifeoma from Amuo Odofin.
No, there's only one mediator between God and man. The Bible says so.
Amen and amen.
From where?
From Amuo Odofin, Lagos.
Amuo Odofin. You are two different religions. You're married to a man that has a different religion from you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you worship anyway, but Christians don't pray to any Mary.
Amen and amen.
And our God has no mother.
Amen.
It's there in the Bible, Hebrew chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
He has no mother, he has no father.
Hallelujah.
He has no tribe, he has no descent, he has no family.
Amen.
So, to call God the creator, that the creature is his mother, it doesn't even look, logical. But that's their religion.
Mm-hmm.
The Christian religion prays directly to the Father,
amen,
through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And so they are wrong if they claim to be Christians. Mm. But of course, they are not Christians. They are Catholics. They are not Christians. Mm. God bless you.
Amen. Okay, we have more questions. Shalom, sir. I am Brother Venatus from Cameroon. Is it possible to rebaptize by the Holy Ghost again after slumber?
No, you only need revival. You need restoration and revival.
Okay.
God bless you.
All right, next question. Shalom to the Bride of Christ all over the world. Pastor Moses, please, my mind continues to wander about when I'm praying. It makes me to always lose concentration. What can I do? Brother Cyril, online from Abuja.
The reason your mind wanders away, it is because you are distracted by the cares around you. Put all that behind you and focus on God.
Amen.
It is about concentration. It's about knowing the purpose for which you are gathering. If it is in the church, when you are praying, knowing that you are praying to a deity that needs total and absolute attention.
Amen.
So refuse it. Refuse any distraction.
Amen.
So one of the ways you do it is, that's why he taught us how to pray. Not by worshiping him.
Hallelujah.
Sing and be in the spirit.
Amen.
Bring down his presence through worshiping him. And before you know what, you're already in fellowship with him.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. Shalom, Pastor. Please, can a believer do makeups at work if a work or job demands it? Brother William from Ghana.
Any work you do, any business you do, any job you do that conflicts with your faith, stay away from it. Simple.
Hmm. Amen. Okay, we have more questions.
Shalom, sir.
God bless you, sir.
I am Brother Kayode John.
Okay, God bless you, Brother John from Ogbomosho.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. My question to the pastor is, I'm an entire message believer, and our pastor is about restitution, which I believe. Now, but he added that we should calculate all those money that we have owed for tithe and multiply by 4 according to the Bible. And I want, is that scriptural?
Brother John.
John.
Yes, sir.
And you say he's an enter message church?
Enter message deliver church.
How long has that been, that church?
About a year ago.
The church is...
Because I've been joining online before.
No, the
okay.
church.
Okay, has the church been existing in Ogbomosho before?
Sir?
Is it an old church or just a new church in Ogbomosho?
It's a newly started church.
And why do you say they are end-time message?
Because I have seen a pastor being ordained by you before, and I joined him because he called my number when I was given testimony on how I write CV on the internet.
Is he the
so that's why I located them and joined them.
Is he the lecturer?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. He's still new in the message and he would need to learn more as he listens to us. Some of them are very sincere,
yes,
but sometimes they come with a denominational
hangover.
I am going to call him and I will correct it. It is wrong. The reference is Deuteronomy chapter 27. Leviticus chapter 27 from verse 30.
Leviticus 27 from yes. verse 30 says, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree,
yes.
is the Lord's.
Yes.
It is only unto the Lord.
Yes.
And if a man will at all redeem out of his tithe, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof.
Now, he's saying that if you will redeem the tithe. It is when you want to redeem the tithe. What is the meaning of redeem? Sorry, let's go back to verse 14 and 15.
And when a man shall sanctify his house to be holy unto the Lord,
it's supposed to be given to the Lord.
Then the priest shall estimate it, whether it be good or bad.
Uh-huh.
As the priest shall estimate it, so shall he stand.
Uh-huh.
And if he has sanctified, and if he that sanctified it will redeem his house.
If you want to redeem the house,
then he shall add the fifth part of the money.
You will add the fifth part of the money
of the estimation
unto it,
and it shall be his.
It shall be his own. Now, Brother John, listen very well. The word redeem, it means something originally belongs to you,
mm-hmm.
and you have to part with it. To part with it. I mean, it had to part, but you want it back to you. The process of getting it back to you is called redeem. That's why we are redeemed.
Amen.
We are originally God's. We are lost to Satan. To have us back, the process is called redeemed.
Amen.
Now, but there is a law now concerning tithe or concerning any item, like you saw in verse 15 there, that the house is his own, but he made a vow of that house to the Lord. But he wants to keep that house. The priest will come and give the value of that house. It costs $10 million. Now, if it costs 10 million naira, for instance, then the owner of the house that already gave it out as a vow, you want to keep it. The process of keeping it back is called redeem. That process, it says, the value, 10 million, you will add a fifth part. It means 20%. 20% of 10 million naira is how much?
2 million naira.
It's about 2 million naira.
Yes, sir.
So you will now pay 12 million and then the house becomes yours. You have redeemed it, but you have actually given the offering to God. So also your tithe, that you are tithing anything, maybe your goats, farm things, items,
mm-hmm.
and you want to keep it back. This law does not envisage cash.
Amen.
Farm produce, your That's animals, right. you want to pay the tithe, but this animal can produce more for you instead of killing it by giving us a sacrifice. So you tell the priest, you want to have it back to you.
Mm.
To have it back to you, the priest will now, because you need it, but you must give it as tithe.
Mm-hmm.
But God gave provision for you to redeem it. Therefore, the priest will see the market value of that goat and then tell you to add 20% of the total cost and give it, and then you can now keep the animal. That is redeemed. It's not tithe. To redeem tithe, it's not saying that you are owing God. Therefore, you pay, and Pentecostals teach that wrongly. A lot of Pentecostal pastors. It's a wrong teaching. When you want to, you don't even owe God. If you owe, you better pay. Anytime you have the money, go and pay. You know, you don't owe God. Once you have a tithe, you have not paid, make sure you pay it when you are able to. Make sure you pay it. If not, the consequence is there. So it's not that you are owing God, therefore, come and add 20%. It's wrong. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you so
much. But I'll call the pastor. I have his number. And then I will teach him that.
Okay. Oh, great, sir. Shalom, sir. You are all doing a great job. Please, I need clarification on Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5. My emphasis is that the Bible did not mention skirts or trousers. Are we saying Christian ladies who wear trousers are in danger of hell? Please elucidate, Sister Abiola from Kwara State.
It's fashion now, Sister who?
Abiola.
Sister Abiola, are you wearing trousers? Don't justify something like that. Even the natural physique of a man is different from the physique of a woman.
Certainly.
Therefore, your dress will reflect your physique.
Mm.
So, the one that a man will dress, you know, will show this is a man. And the woman will show, this is a woman. You are dressing will identify which gender you belong. Mm-hmm. That is all God is telling us. Dress to reflect your gender. There are dresses for men and dresses for women. Mm-hmm. Let the woman not wear the one for man. Let the man not wear the one for women. So that when we see you coming, we shall know that it is a man that is coming or a woman that is coming. Simple.
Thank you, sir. Okay, shalom, my pastor. You last said that we have 21 years left for the rapture to take place. Okay. Please, pastor, how did you calculate it? 12 Isaac in from Ghana.
No, I didn't say 21 years for rapture.
That's right.
I said 21 years for the 2,000 years allotted today for Israel.
Yes, sir.
You know, to be restored. At least 21 years. I don't know which year you had me make that calculation. I don't know when, you know. It depends on the year you are calculating. So, certainly, it is for Israel I was calculating. But I was saying, according to the program of God, God will not go to Israel until the rapture takes place. So, if Israel remaining this much year out of the 2,000 years allotted to them, according to Hosea 6 verse 2, then you know that rapture is at hand, because a rapture will take place before he goes there.
Yes, sir.
And I made it clear again, the last rapture watch we had.
Yes, sir.
That when he said after 2,000 years.
After 2 days.
He said after 2 days. And we don't know how long after the 2 days.
Yes, sir. You used the example of the Exodus.
The Exodus, he said 400 years, but now they left 430
years. Yes, sir. So, he didn't fix any time.
So no time. Let nobody fix that time anywhere. It's wrong.
Okay. So please, let's correct that. Pastor didn't fix any time for the rapture. He's only teaching us from the Bible. The Bible says 2 days given for the gospel to be away from the Jews, going back after 2 days. He has taught us that the gospel will return after 2 days, which will end in 21 years from now. And if it will return after 2 days, the rapture will take place before it returns. But he also taught us from the Exodus that God promised the Israelites to stay in Egypt for 400 years, but it was 430 years after that they left Egypt. So please, let's balance things.
And please, if I've said anything that gives that impression that I said the rapture will take 21 years, that, correct it now. That would be a wrong impression.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir. And you can watch the last rapture watch if you missed it. Times and seasons for the rapture. Very interesting. In fact, it went really deep into it. Very interesting. It will really open your eyes and establish you on what you need to know. We are not watching out for any time. We are watching out for signs. Get that rapture watch episode. It will richly bless you. Amen. All right, more questions. Good evening, pastor. Bible says whosoever shall call upon the name of God shall be saved. But I can't pray as a child of God or read my Bible, but I am always worshiping God. I want to know, if rapture come now, will I make heaven? Kelechi from London.
Brother Kelechi from London, you are misinterpreting that scripture. Calling upon God to be saved, that's Romans chapter 10. Calling upon God to be saved here is not eternal life salvation. In the usage there,
that's right.
It's not eternal life salvation. You don't go to heaven, go in the rapture by calling upon him. It is by a process of conversion you go through. But the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Hallelujah.
So there are things we that are redeemed, we say to possess our possession.
Amen.
You will be saved from frustration when you call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You will be saved from sicknesses and diseases, from untimely death.
Amen.
You will be saved from witches and wizards.
Amen.
By what you say, because death and life is in the power of the tongue. You will be saved from the torment of Satan when you call upon him. But it is only the redeemed of the Lord that invoke that, because it is part of the benefit of the cross.
Amen.
But then, when you call about talking about going in the rapture, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
It is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. More grace, sir. Shalom, Pastor Ayambra Tio from Onitsha. Sir, may Almighty God bless and strengthen you more for this work in Jesus' name. My questions are two. One, please, sir. This office of the bishop that has become a highly exalted one today, what is its place in the giving offices in Ephesians 4:11? Question two, can the Holy Spirit in this dispensation direct his servant to cancel one to buy a fowl to a motherless home to overcome hard child labor, even when it yielded a positive result?
The last one, the Holy Ghost can tell you to do anything. It works in various ways. You know,
anything but not contrary to the Bible.
It must not be contrary. You know, when we say contrary, that is, there's a law against it.
Okay.
But them that are led by the Spirit, them that are led by the Spirit, let's be sensitive in the Spirit. Like we said, the result. You see, when he said the result.
The result is right.
Yes. Although we also know that there is a saying that goes in the English that says the end does not justify the means.
Mm.
You know, you got to the end successfully. That you are successful does not justify the means by which you got to the end.
Amen.
You know, so it's not enough, because Satan can also give you solution and you have a child.
Mm.
You know, that's why people follow him. But I'm telling you that it could just mean that you should take an offering to the orphanage. There is a blessing that go with offering. And he has used offerings to answer prayers.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the scriptures, in everywhere. So I look at it more that it is an offering. And what specifically a fowl? It could mean so that they will have meat to eat. After it's a food item. You know, he could have told you to take rice there. He could have told you to, you know, take money there. But it's edible anyway. So you take the fowl there, you eat. Then we eat meat. You know, and what's the other one?
Okay, what's the office of the highly exalted bishop?
Well, you know, it's a denominational creation, a hangover from the Catholic system, where you begin to have hierarchies in the church other than the fivefold ministry. It is not a Christian practice. It has nothing to do with the Christian religion. The office of a bishop in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and also Titus and all those places is talking about the leader. Every leader in any church, the pastor is the bishop of the church, you know. And Christ is the bishop
of our soul.
Of our soul.
Amen.
Because he's the leader of our soul.
Amen.
So, and he made us also, you know, there are words used to connote leadership of the church.
Mm.
So the fivefold ministry, they are the bishop offices. You know, as his bishopric, Judas' bishopric, his position, leadership position in the church shall be given to another. So Judas was also a bishop. So, but now the denominations have created another image completely, you know, about the office of a bishop, until you are elevated from ordinary pastor to reverend to this. They have their qualifications, and eventually you are there and they decorate you with some cloth or some cap or some stick, depending on which group you belong, and some rings, shoes. You know, the kings in the Old Testament, the symbol of the authority was some ring they wear, you know, and it becomes also a seal and things like that. It is removed from his hand and sealed, that is authority. He goes with it. And so that's why you see them with some funny, funny, big, big, big rings. Well, I'm not against it, but it has nothing to do with the Christian religion. I am the bishop of my church.
Amen.
According to the Bible. But my office is the pastor.
Amen.
You know. So please, don't confuse it. It is not a Christian. It's their religion. Nothing to do with it.
I'm laughing because of the statement of the pastor that it's not a Christian religion.
No, it's not. It's their own religion. Our own Christianity.
Okay.
It's not part of that.
Amen. All right. To take our last question for tonight. Shalom, Pastor. Sir, can a church believe and baptize in Jesus' name, yet refuse to acknowledge Brother William Branham's doctrine, yet say they are in the end time message only by following bread assembly and keeping away what you teach about the church ages and the prophet of the last church age? Is this an end time message church?
Well, the end time message is not about William Branham. It is about coming back to the Bible.
Amen.
He fulfilled his ministry, just like Apostle Paul fulfilled his ministry.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Whatever that man said, William Branham said, was to bring us back to the Bible. And if you reject anything he said that is supposed to bring you back to the Bible, you will never fully come back to the Bible. You know, so it's not William Branham we are preaching. The end time message is that you should come out of error and come back to Bible-based apostolic faith.
Amen.
So, you say because they are not following William Branham.
No, they reject some doctrines. Let's have the question displayed again, please. Okay. And they baptized in Jesus' name, yet refuse to acknowledge Brother William Branham's doctrine.
Well, I want you to note that William Branham did not bring any doctrine. There are people that rejected William Branham. I mean, did not even hear of William Branham. Before William Branham ministry started, they were already baptizing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is scriptural. You see? So once you are already back to the Bible, that then the effect of the ministry of William Branham has been achieved. So I think we should not make too much noise about it. We should preach the error. It is the error. Is it? Are they preaching error or they are preaching the truth?
Okay.
You know. But they said they are following the Brother Assembly. Mm-hmm. If they are following the Brother Assembly is a complete believer of the ministry of William Branham.
Amen.
So in actual sense, they are following Pastor Moses, as Pastor Moses is following William Branham, as William Branham is following
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. So let's not fight about it, about William Branham, and forget what God used him to do. Satan just wants to come in there and begin to perform this, their funny things. Mm. God bless you.
Okay, wow. We want to thank the Holy Spirit for this great anointing, for his presence here today, for the wisdom, for the revelation, for the rhema that has come forth. And also we want to say a big thank you to all sponsors of Bright TV. Your offering has kept us going. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless you. Until we meet again, shalom to the bride of Christ. God bless you.